You've also seen benefits of selenium with teeth and even eyesight, I've heard.
That's right. We've done studies in patients and gave them selenium, and then by questionnaire, the 80% or so reported improvements of their vision. And you see, the eye has very high selenium concentrations. And in fact, as comparative studies have shown, that in animals, the better an animal can see, the higher its selenium content is. And for instance, cats have very high, they have very good eyes, and the selenium content in the eye is very high. And so, yes, it is very, very important for our vision. In the case of teeth, the dentin is a sort of protein which is sulfur-rich, and it requires selenium to be formed properly. And so selenium is one of these so-called anti-cariogenic trace elements. It prevents caries. And a striking proof of this was a comparative study of the teeth of antique Greeks. They had perfect teeth. No cavities, nothing. Compared to modern Athenians, they have shocking teeth with a lot of caries. And they showed that the antique Greeks had 3 times more selenium in their dentine than the present-day Greeks. Now you will say, why is that? Well, it has to do with dietary changes. They eat much more sugar now. The sugar was unknown as such in antiquity. And they eat more grains, and it's simply a healthier diet at that time, which gave them automatically more selenium. So it's an anti-cariogenic agent. Now let's go down in the body into the thyroid. Selenium is needed for the proper function of the thyroid. And why is that? We have these thyroid hormones, and they are inactive forms. They're called T4. That's the molecule that has 4 iodines in it, tyrosine amino acid with 4 iodine. And that has to be converted to T3 with only 3 iodines. And there's an enzyme which does that. And that enzyme requires selenium. So it now happens, and they discovered that some people may have abnormal thyroid hormone production. They cannot somehow produce T3. And they didn't know how this came about until they found that these people needed additional selenium to produce enough of that enzyme to affect this deiodization. So now let's go down even further. Let's go to the heart, as we all agree, a very important organ. And the heart cells contract rhythmically. That's the marvel, the miracle of the heart cells. And this contractile function requires selenium. So normally the heart should be rich in selenium. If you make the heart low in selenium, you develop cardiomyopathy, which can be fatal. May I tell you now a personal story, which I haven't told you yet, or seldom anyone? So as I told you, I was born there in the center of Europe, and at that time they didn't know that it was a selenium deficiency region. There was something peculiar in my youth. I couldn't run very well. I always had trouble running. And when I then went to Germany, joined the university, we had to have a medical exam. And we got an x-ray, and suddenly all these medics called all the physicians, look at this guy, he has a so-called athlete's heart. At that time, people called anyone with an enlarged heart an athlete's heart, because they saw it often in people who exercise a lot. I didn't do much exercise. I told you I couldn't run very well. I actually had the beginnings of Keshan disease. And by taking selenium, my heart has normalized in size, because it turns out my hometown is in a low selenium region. And that brings me what I mentioned before, to the very important effect of selenium and viruses. They couldn't quite work out why some of the children in the Keshan diseases died while others did not, until they found out that in the heart of most people are actually viruses, which are normally benign, so-called Coxsackie viruses. There are at least 7 different variants of these viruses, and they are what we call cardiophilic viruses. They will lodge specifically in the heart. They won't do you much harm or any harm. But if your selenium intake is low, then we know that you get more oxygen radical production. Now, these oxygen radicals will not only damage your heart cell, they will also damage the virus, the Coxsackie virus. And what was a benign, non-pathogenic virus will suddenly become virulent and destroy the heart of the host.